স্বপ্নে আপি স্বপ্নে আপি কিং সুমো তে চরণাম্বুজাত রাজত পরাগ পটবাস ভূষণেন শোভম শোভাম পরামপি তরাম অহো উত্তমাঙ্গম ভবিষ্যতি কদা মম সাধনা। গুলাব পুষ্পাঞ্জলি ইজ রিয়েলি রাধানুগা ভক্তি। ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর হ্যাজ টোল্ড ইন হিজ জৈব ধর্ম দ্যাট অল দি আচার্য অফ গৌড়ীয় বৈষ্ণব ফলোইং চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দি সম্প্রদায় আর অল আর বিশুদ্ধ রাধানুগা, নন আর অফ বৈদিক, অ্যাকচুয়ালি অলমোস্ট অল আচার্য রামরূপ গোস্বামী, সনাতন গোস্বামী আর বিফোর দ্যাট মাধবেন্দ্রপুরীপাদ, ঈশ্বরপুরীপাদ এন্ড আপ টু আওয়ার গুরুদেব, অল আর রাধানুগা। ইন দিস ইফ এনিওয়ান টেলিং ইজ দ্যাট জীব গোস্বামী ওয়াজ নট ফলোয়িং দিস প্রিন্সিপল, বট ইট ইজ নট রাইট, ইট ইজ রং অনলি ফর সাম। ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ইজ টেলিং ইন হিজ জৈব ধর্ম, ফর দিস at that time there were so many kinds of Vaishnavas, those who were not appropriate, yogya, qualified for this Raganuga bhakti, party of bhakti. Only for them he has written like so Swakiyavad, but in that Swakiyavad also he has told in his Lochan Rochini Tika of Ujjvalinmani that Kinchit Likhitam Swechhaya and Kinchit Likhitam Parechhaya. No? I have written all these things. Something I have written for Parechhaya, not according to my mood, well, only for them, those who are not qualified at the time. And what I have written, thinking for an upper, for upper means, for upper means,
for those qualified,
this had linked what I what is written in Ujjvalinmani before and after, reconciling them all. What I have written, this is my opinion and this is Parthi. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is like so. So our sampradaya whole is of Raganuga. Those who are in Vaidhi Bhakti, they should leave this Gaudiya Vaishnav, Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, and they should go either in Ramanuja or Madhva or any other Sampradaya. Or those who are in Vaidhi Bhakti, they but want to follow, they should leave. Otherwise, no. So all Goswamis are of Raganuga, especially Raghunath Das Goswami is Rupanuga. The Goswami is also Rupanuga. But he is especially first number Rupanuga. Also Jiva Goswami is Rupanuga. inner Uttanuga, there are two kinds of devotees, sadhak and siddha. Sadhak are of so many stages, and siddha are also in so many stages. A sadhak who has some sanskar of his past life, and in this life he is having association of Rasik Vaishnava. Also a sanskar is going on. So both mixing the both sanskar, he will go up very soon. And then those who have no past sanskar, and now they have this sanskar, but their sanskar will be something weak. But those who have the past sanskar and also having this sanskar, they will very soon turn into real devotees. They will have nishtha soon, and after nishtha, they will have ruchi. And ruchi, actually, those who have tendency in raganuga, they pass the stage of nishtha. They will at once begin from ruchi or asakti, and gradually they will come to bhava dasa. So to come to bhava dasa, there are 11 kinds of principles. In Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, or Jaiva Bhakti, it has been stated firstly. Those who have very keen interest and keep greed, and they are hearing for so many time with a Rasik Vaishnava, like Vijay Kumar and Vrajana from
Gopal Guru.
Firstly, Babaji of
Raghunath Babaji.
And after his Adesh,
order.
They came to Nilachal and they had the association of Gopal Goswami and Dhyanchandra, both. And very, very soon, they had the very high class of these things, meaning this stage, high stage. The stage is when he hears Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, hears Ujjwal Nilmani from beginning to end. And then he has a very thick grief to enter in these things. How to enter in Ashtakalya Leela. Then they have these 11 kinds of what? Ekadash Bhav. Mood. That is Sambandha. Vaya. Sambandha means relation with Upasya and Upasa. If it is in Madhur Ras, then Upasya is Krishna, Dhir Lalita Nayak, with all qualities to be Nayak, and Srimati Radhika Nayika, serving Krishna that day. I am the servant of Srimati Radhika, and Krishna is Praneshwar of Radhika. But I am Palladasi of Sri Radhika. This is Sambandha. Vayaha, from 10 to 16, that is Kishore. Name, what are the name of Insimati Jyut, that kind of name. Roop, that is beautiful Kishori Roop, to serve Srimati Radhika. Jyut in Srimati Radhika. Gan, Lalita Gan, Guru Shiksha, Vishakha Devi. Vesh, that's meaning what? Dress, color and all these things. Agya, what service? What is the Agya of Yutheshwari or Gananayaka? Vash, where to live? Who is husband? Who is father? Who is mother? All these things. Seva, what kind of seva?
Service.
By seeing the seva of Nitya Parikar, he will have some great to serve like that kind of service. Radha Seva. Parakashta Swas. The last stage of Aswas. Aswas means here, Asa. Asa bharai amrit sindh maye kathanchit kalo maya ati gamita akile samtam. O Krishna, O Srimati Radhika, here, O Srimati Radhika, I have dedicated myself fully in your lotus foot. I have so many Asa of sea.
Hope, sir.
Hope. And that hope is to serve you. If you will not be merciful to me, I don't want to live in Vrindavan, even in Radha Kunda, even to have Sri Krishna, even my body, I will die. So be merciful, kindly be merciful to me. This is mana parakashta bhav. Or to Krishna. O Krishna, I have given myself in your lotus feet. I don't know where Srimati Radhika is. Where you are going and Srimati Radhika is there. I want to be there. Answer. Srimati Radhika and you also. So take me there. Otherwise, I may not leave. These are the Palyadasi Bhav. Having some quality of prem to both Radha and Krishna Jugal, but yet inclination towards
Srimati Radhika.
These are 11 Bhav. And after this, there will come five kinds of dasa. Dasa means?
Avastha.
Stages.
Samana dasa. You'll have to hear all these things. Not only here, with Shraddha and with great
eagerness.
And wish to enter it. Then, about Krishna, about Srimati Radhika, gopis, and all the palyadasis, and all things, everything you have to hear. Then, varandasa. Varandasa means, in that part I am ready to take. Smarandasa. I'll have to remember all these things. Chanting and remembering. Bhavapanna dasa. प्रेम संपत्ति दशा भाव दशा कम्स फ्रॉम एट फर्स्ट दिस विल कम आर अवर चेष्टा
efforts
and by the grace of Rasik Vaishnav and after this itself it will come from that Parikar to whom we are great. Then after that it will come Prem Sampatti. That is Swarup Siddhi and after that Vastu Siddhi. These are all crumbs. When all will be come here, then the sadhak will be qualified to remember all these things. And he should remember. Then remembrance will be automatic without any
effort.
Automatically. If you want to check them, but it will not check. Raghunath Das Goswami is Siddha, but he is acting like sadhak. As a sadhak, he is doing Sankhya Purvak Namak Gan Nativi Kala Vasani Kritau. निद्राहार विहार काद विचितौ चातंत दीनौ च जौ राधा कृष्ण गुण स्मृते मधुरिमानदेन सम्मोहितौ वंदे रूप सनातनम प्रभु जी बहुत श्री जी आउ हे राधे बज देवी के दिस इज प्रैक्टिस एज ए साधक एंड इन बिलाप्स मंजलि व्हाट ही हैज टोल्ड is Siddha Bhav. When he is innermost, the Krishna Lila, pastimes of Krishna and Radhika, they are manifest here. And when it is done, then he says, where I am live here? And that pastime is, and then hankering, weeping, rolling, lamenting, where? In Radha. In Tamal tree, he used to live at that time near Tamal tree and Kadamba tree, in the bank of Radha Kunda. So always lamenting, weeping, rolling, praying like so. This 11 one of them. Now we are explaining this slok. Swapne api king sumukhi te charanam bujata rajat parag patavas vibhushanena shobham atitaram aho uttamangam vibhrat bhavishyati kadamam sadhana. Today we'll stop here and again we'll explain this issue. That what I have explained, do that and take this. And after that day when you will come, I'll explain.
But I want to ask a question.
Only one.
Now you mentioned Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. So, Swarup Siddhi comes while we're in this body. In Bhava Bhakti or Prema
Bhakti?
In Bhava Bhakti.
Beginning of Prema Bhakti. In Vastu Siddhi, not here.
Yes. Now, when Prem comes, then we will have to give up
Prem
this.
Comes, first comes Bhava.
Yeah.
And Bhava matured is called Prem.
Yes. So when Bhava matures into Prem,
then Vastu Siddhi.
Then we go to
other planet or where Krishna is
having his pastime. Yes.
And there also we have something to do.
Yes.
Sadhana. What? To associate with Nitya Siddha Pada.
Yes. And then we develop Sneman, Hanairag, Anurag, so on. Now, when we take birth from the womb of a gopi on the planet of Krishna's pastime, it is called Vastu Siddhi.
It begins Vastu Siddhi.
Begins. And then
Vastu Siddhi, not at that time, but we have entered in that class as Diksha.
Yes.
This is not Diksha.
Started.
I understand. So when one comes up to rag, anurag, or maha.
No. At first, prem.
Yes.
Then his vastu siddhi in prem is done. And if it is done, then he comes in the group of gopis. Gopis, snehe, and all everything he possesses. Then he will have some connection with Krishna. In that way. Then snehe will come. Otherwise snehe will not come. If Krishna is not there, no man. So all these will come. Entering in will be there.
Oh, I see. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, as soon as Gopakumar reached, immediately Krishna embraced him and took him.
No, not like that.
It is
Uddhav, he had the association of Uddhav and Narad in Dwarka.
Yes.
And there he heard everything. Everything he heard. About the Saktharas, Gopi, Vasalras, everything he heard. And then by the permission of Narada Rishi and Uddhava, he entered in Vrinda. Up till that, he was in Bhavasati. Or it may be the lowest rank of Vastu Siddhi. And when he reaches there, then some Sakha will meet him. He will have to come in home of Gopi. He was a special thing in Gopakumar. At first he has taken birth in Govardhan. So this task has been solved before. In a starting point, he came in the womb of Govardhan as a Sakha Gop. So it was solved here. And then rest were solved here. He had the association of a Gurudev, Mani Krishna, Jayanta. So it was also solved here. What he would have solved there, it was solved here. In his. But in our case, we'll have to pass all the categories. I have not thought before this point. Just I am telling. It may be some wrong or
the current is coming in you and going out of your mouth.
You are seeing and
you are realizing.
So you are telling.
In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur tells how all aparad go away gradually. And one stage is bhav, one stage is prem, and one stage is sakshat darshan. So sakshat darshan, is it in this world or?
Anywhere. Like Narad, very little but sakshat darshan.
Oh, I see. So even in Bhava Bhakti or whenever.
In Bhava Bhakti.
Oh, I see.
He may have.
I see. And the sages of Dandakaranya, who got the mercy of Ram, some of them went to, they took birth from Gopi's womb, only having come to stage of Bhava Bhakti, not Prema Bhakti. So then by association, they got
Prema. By the mercy of Ramachandra, special mercy.
Yes. But after they took birth in Braj, they developed Prema and other things by association. But they cannot have relationship with Krishna until they have snake.
But
having bhava or prema, but some distance from Krishna, not mixing immediately with Krishna. No, they can.
From sadhana, very low stage, even relationship with Krishna is fixed. Without this, without sambandha gyana, anyone cannot go further an inch. So at the time of diksha, really diksha, there is some relation, sambandha gyana. So we should take name with sambandha gyana. Otherwise the name is not pure. With sambandha gyana and washing or all anarth, if we take name, then that is name is name.
Your question was, at what stage can you actually meet Krishna, not just sambandha gyana? That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
That they weren't able to meet Krishna. So
when they will meet Krishna, after praying,
snail.
In bhavadasa, they will have some very little darshan. In vastu siddhi, after vastu siddhi, crossing some stage of vastu siddhi, they may have sakshat darshan. Without praying, no sakshat darshan. Lots of
explanations.
Lots of devotees have made separate explanations.
Yes.
Separate meaning.
Yes.
Then those who hear all these meanings, they think that they have knowing. He has used this word in so many meanings. But I think that actually he wrote in one sense what he thought. But now we take so many meanings. So he's telling that you are telling your words have so many meanings. But I always speak for one meaning. But learned persons like him, they may discover so many meanings.
But you told us that in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur would pray to each word and that so much meaning was there. So it must also be an original text.
When Srimati Radhika or Krishna are talking together, thinking so many meanings, they have used the words are one. I love you. Srimati Radhika or Krishna told. When they were talking, they are thinking that this word, I am using this word in so many senses, so many meanings, are in one.
I think one. And then those who are explaining, they are thinking this mood, this mood, this mood, this mood, this mood, and become so pleased, happy.
But there is one thing you did not mention.
That?
Just now. And that is that the intelligence to find different meanings from your words comes from your mercy.
No. It comes from his heart, and he's so learned person.
Actually, I was just listening to him. He was.
Oh, then it may become. It may come from Giriraj. He's so merciful.
Maharaj, you said if someone directly says "I love you," then it's like camphor at a doorway, and the wind blows it away.
I used only for example. Not seriously. Certainly, if I love you, I tell, then it means that I am lessening my mood. Then?
You wanted to see what you spoke 2 days ago.
Where is Navadvip?
We can ask him.
He's teaching.
Huh? He has taken a letter from me, I have dictated.
Oh, Krishna Balaram.
I wanted to see that letter and correct something if it is so pinching or anything.
We'll stop at his classroom and ask him to see it.
When he has time, he may come. I don't want to become so.
You don't want to hurt his.
Huh?
You don't want to hurt him.
Hurt him, not. What I have told, I have told.
I know. But make him feel something.
Not so harsh. Harsh. What is this?
This is what you spoke 2 days ago. Oh. Yesterday, you asked Shanti to show you this so you could see how to continue.
Oh. Anyone can read?
Loud?
I will see. Here.
Vilap Kusamanjali.
Don't. It.
Yes.
New story.
Yes.
Which I. There is something. Something. In this, but this story, I have told you. You should read this, not this.
Okay.
I remember this. Not Usai Manjari has dharana tu tu. Amar ka disturb karish na. Tumra chup chap suna. Ek man chup bhoot hoye. What I was telling?
That here Srimati Radhika is in Swadin Bhattrika, and therefore Rupa Manjari and...
Rupa Manjari, no.
Tulsi
Manjari. Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari is calling Harsu Mukhi.
Ah.
In Swadin Bhattrika, she is so, so pleased, Srimati Radhika. Her
eyebrows,
eyes are in full pleasure. As full moon.
Beams.
And at that time she can give anything, any mercy.
Yes.
That is why he is telling Sumukhi.
Yeah.
And up to this I am explaining why he has called Sumukhi.
Yeah.
So anywhere here add this. Very good explanation.
Yes. It is done.
Miracle. I will not give you until he will not give. I will take hold this thing. Here, he told, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari is reminding. It is coming in Spurti.
Yes.
Something, somewhere added.
Yes.
Then?
You have called Devata, demigod, and he came.
Excuse me, when he says something, can you just write the one word there so she knows where it's added? Whenever he says, write it there, wherever he's interrupting you.
Okay. You have called some Devata, demigod, and he came. You worshipped and then left everything there outside. You have brought him from Mandir, put him on a throne here, and you have done archan, puja and arti, everything. Now you should clean up after this puja and throw all these things away from here.
They are hearing for so many. When he was coming, and Krishna has so many moods, he at once embraced Radhika. And her kumkum from breast came to Krishna breast. And now that kumkum, that is what?
Alta.
Kumkum, churna, patavas, parag.
Powder.
Like lotus parag was in the breast of Srimati Radhika. It came to the breast of Krishna. And because Krishna was at that time, sweats were coming.
Yes.
So they were...
It mixed.
Mixed and became like...
Paste.
And at this time, when Krishna... Krishna took the again feet of Srimati Radhika. Sometimes here, sometimes here. Then that kumkum of Srimati Radhika, which was in Krishna breast, it came in the
feet of Srimati Radhika. Lack. Altar. On the
not altar, that parag. Parag, kumkum, came in the feet of Srimati Radhika. Then these Manjaris were laughing and joking. This time Srimati Radhika laughing and gave it to Rati Manjari.
How she did? I have not understood.
Then, at that time, she became more pleased. And at once, she came. She was so much overjoyed. And at that time, she was thinking that Srimati Radhika, this feet has come to my head. And I am so much lucky. My head is so lucky. But at the same time, his antardasa went on. And now he is weeping. Began to weep. Rolling on the
Radhakund.
Bank of the Radhakund. And weeping and loudly lamenting. The Asu began to tear, began to came from her eyes. And now he is in a mood that she is feeling she is feeling more separation. Shlarup Goswami and Brother Vidyabhushan are explaining this thing. When a person, a sadhak, comes from, descends from antar dasa to vahya dasa. He remembers deeply about what he has seen in his antar dasa. Remembering so much utkantha comes, eagerness comes, and at the same time he becomes so deenhin. Radha Krishna pastime is so high, even not to be found by Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Uddhav, and I am so fallen. So Krishna mercy and Radha mercy is so high and their pastime, and I am so much fallen. How can I have? But greed is such a thing that he does not leave the hope and utkantha for having that thing. So in lamentation, he begins to weep and to tell that, O Swamini, I am so wretched, I am so deenhin, but I have only hope that you are so much merciful, even merciful than Krishna. And having this utkantha and this mood, I am only keeping my life. One day you will surely have mercy upon me. So here, he is weeping and telling all these things in his bahya dasa. Here, one thing to explain, I have explained Sumukhi word. Here also I want to explain the word. Rajat parag patavas vibhushanena. I explain charana charanam bujat, charana charanam bujat rajat parag, that the parag was of Srimati Radhika. It came into the breast of Krishna, and from breast it came again in the feet of Srimati Radhika. And again from this feet of Radhika, it came in the head of Tulsi Manjari. And it was like an ornament. We remember this thing from Purna Pulinda Uragaya Padabjaraga Se Kumkumena Daitasana Manditena Paddarsana Smaraju Jatuna Rushitena Lipyanta Ananti Kuchau Jahustadadhi. Remember this
slok?
Yes. About in same line, but it was with Radhika.
Yes.
And it is for a sadhak and siddha like Raghunath Das Goswami, a sakhi. This is slok, Bilap Kusmanjali. There we see that Purna Pulind Urgaya Padab Jaraga, Padab Jarag, here also Parag, similarity. And Padab Jarag was actually Kumkum from Srimati Radhika, Sriyanga. And it came from the feet of Krishna. Srimati Radhika here taken the feet of Krishna here. And then it came to the grass. And there Oshbindu,
dew.
Not sweat, but
yes, the dew. Morning,
dew.
Early morning dew.
Dew. wetted that kumkum, and it was on grass. And Pulindi Kanya came and took all these dust and parag kumkum, which are like a
paste,
and took up her mouth and everywhere, and gave up her pap from her. But actually this was from Radhika. Here also, this parag patavas are the same thing, churna patavas, like rose or kamal, lotus, parag, dust, like kumkum, kashmir, and other things, which Srimati Radhika or all gopis keeps these things. So it was like a alankar of Tulasi. And now she is so much proud. That parag of Radhika, mixing with Krishna, came in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and it came for my
head.
To decorate my head.
My head. And she was so. But at the same time, when he began to see it, where it is or not, he came in Bahia and began to blow like so. So now he is seeing, telling, that Swapne Api King Sumukhi, O Sumukhi, O Swadhin Bhartrika Devi, you are so cheerful. So I think that you will be merciful to me. I know that I am so wretched, I am so dinhi,
fallen.
So I cannot have in direct sakshat. There are three stages. Sakshat, sambhog, milan, meeting sakshat, in swapna, and in isphurti. Isphurti means no Krishna, no nothing, but yet there is isphurti when it is in very, very separation, vipralam, that Krishna has come, I am talking with him, he is joking with me, he is doing bilas with me. But at once, when it goes away, that is phurti, then she begins to lament. This is called sphurti. In this sambhog is sankirna. Sankirna means very little. And in swapna, something more. Not like sphurti, more than sphurti. And in direct meeting, samvardhaman, sambhog. Better kind of sambhog comes. Here she is telling, that I am not qualified that in spurti it will come. Because spurti comes in higher stages of bhakti, sadhak bhakti. But I am not like so. So, can you be so much pleased to give a dream, and in dream, swapna, will you keep your that lotus feet, that having that parag of Srimati Rad, of your in Krishna, and from Krishna it came to your feet, and that feet should be kept on my head, so that my head will be uttamanga. If your this thing, this parag is not I am getting, my this head is
bogus,
no use. As Gopi tells that anyone's eyes are sarthak,
successful.
If anyone can see Krishna Mukharvinda,
laughing
something,
playing on fruit,
smiling, playing on
fruit,
eyes towards any seeking, crooked, and this This is also crooked. Everything is crooked. And she sings. Especially back behind of Baladev. Baladev is so far away. And he is going with so many cows and friends. And she, he is watching towards Krishna, seeing towards Radhika and gopis. Gopis are looking crooked towards Krishna. More than this, if Radha and Krishna are together, seeing each other, if anyone see Krishna and Radha both at a time, these guys are successful. In like manner, anyone's head is bogus. If Radhika's this parag does not come here, so what to do? A loss. And she is weeping and rolling. Oh Devi, you are Sumukhi. Your husband is in, husband not, your Priyatam is in your control. Now you can give anything. So I am praying for this, that you should give me so that my head will be soft. Mama Sarthanama, Kada Mama Sarthanama. It has meaning that my head will be sartha. Sartha means
successful.
If we take explanation that having this, my head will be uttamanga. Uttamanga?
The highest part of the body.
Body. And then my name, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, will be Sarthak. How? Because my name is Rati Manjari. Rati means Vilas. So many kinds of Vilas Rati. Not here, first class of Bhav. Anurag and all after that. Bhav, Mahabhav, that is Rati. So my this name, and Radhika is Rati towards Krishna, is called Rati here. So that my name, mane Rati, Manjari means Manjari, mane Shobha of Rati, of Radhika Rati. So my name will be Sarthak. Otherwise name is no Sarthak. This should be added first. And then, this is all right.
Maharaj, you said that the dream is higher than the sporty. And yet, on the other hand, you're saying that I'm not qualified for sporty, but give me the dream.
When I was telling, I thought that you may have this question. But here he is telling as an ordinary thing. It is for the Siddha, three categories. First Sphurti, then
Svapna.
And then
Shakshat.
But in Sadhaka stage, we cannot have Sphurti at first. We see that so many persons are dreaming that Krishna or Vrindavan or Gurudev or it can come easily. Sphurti when come? When we are deeply
in separation.
Separation deeply Tadatma. But Tadatma is not so easy thing.
So
here I am, I have told like in this mood, for a sadhakji, dream may come then and then.
Can Tadatma come before Bhav or does it come at Bhav? Tadatma.
Tadatma?
Does it come before Bhav?
In Tadatma, Sphurti comes.
Tadatma
Bhavavastha ke Bhavavastha mein. In Bhavavastha. A sadhak having all these things bhav, then he can, sphurti can come. And in sapna also, I have told that, it has been told that in Ujjalinmani, that in sapna, four kinds of meetings can be come. In sphurti, in swapna, and in direct meeting. All kinds of sankirna, sambhog, sankshipta, samriddha, sambhog, and pratichhad, jo badhta jata hai, samriddhaman, sambhog. Four kinds of may come. In also sphurti, in also dream, in also it depends on sadhak or siddha, siddha mood. Thus, today, finishing. I heard that it has come so beautifully.
He did not finish.
Finished.
Did you
finish?
There is more to read.
Oh, more to read. I said, then, you have to cut something. But
So the red lac was mixed with the kumkum from the heart of Krishna, which had come from Srimati Radhika. So this reddish thing, kumkum, mixed with the red lac, was on the head of Krishna. And this color...
On head of Krishna?
Yeah.
Cut it. I have explained like this in other slok. It may be there, but it has come from here, of Krishna. Krishna has taken it here, also
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
But here, no need.
Okay.
Because I'm here explaining that Parag came in feet of Radhika and from there to Rati Manjari's head.
Yeah. But you mentioned it, that the kumkum came from the heart of Krishna, which came from Srimati Radhika.
At first it was in Radhika, as I've told.
So if we change it, instead of head it should be heart.
Make a correction and then...
And this color, when Radhika kicked Tulsi Manjari, came as a stamp on her forehead. Tulsi Manjari looked in the mirror, but at once he came incensed, and he was loudly weeping. It is very rare for Krishna and what to speak of others like Brahma, Shuka, Narada, and all to have this thing. And at that time I got this reddish stamp from Srimati Radhika on my forehead. Now he is lamenting and remembering, "Oh Sumukhi, oh Sundari, beautiful lady, which has attracted Krishna to serve her."
That explanation should be given and this will be cut out. Otherwise it will be two times repetition. Anything should not become in repetition.
Oh Sumukhi, what can I tell you? How beautiful you are. I'm praying that what to speak of directly. In dream I want that too. And if I will have occasion to have that reddish thing from your feet on my head, then my head will be Uttamanga, the top part of my body. So her head is only going to be Uttamanga if Srimati Radhika will give some color from her feet there. Only then it will be Uttamanga and meaningful.
I have told also a second meaning. Not remembering?
Yes.
Okay.
Now when he has come down from his internal consciousness, he has stopped seeing this pastime and he is now lamenting, rolling on the bank of Radhakund, saying, "O Sumukhi, swapne api, what to speak of directly, even in dream I want that you keep your lotus feet on my head and put this red thing on my head. Charanambu jata, your lotus feet. Rajata parada natavasa. The dust particles, pollen of lotus in Parada. So her lotus feet is lotus, and Parada means the red leg. Vibhushanena, it will be my decoration. Sobham, and it will be so much beautiful. Okay. Vibhrad bhavishyati tada mama sarthamama. Having this ornament that is Parada, I will think that my head is now sarthamama, meaningful, and it will be uttamanga. Otherwise, it is not uttamanga.
Very good. But now compiling both,
yes,
and
I'm
make a very...
Shanti does the initial, and then Maharaj suggested Owana, who's coming here, who has edited Premananda's books. But if you have another idea, you can
do it. Requires a good edit.
It has been finished?
There's some more.
Only questions and answers.
All then. Very good.
Maharaj, you always speak about bhajan and we repeat, but what is the exact definition of bhajan?
I don't know. Always to like these things. Remembering no worldly things. Always remembering all these things, weeping, heart melting. Seeing anything, I'm seeing Tulasi and at once I will remember Vrindavan. A flower here, at once I should remember the flowers of Vrindavan. Krishna and Srimati Radhika is taking them, making them garlands and giving them each other. If I will see water, I will at once remind the water of Jamuna. And then Krishna and all gopis are what doing? Playing there. So many times. Always. What is the time now? What Krishna is doing? What Krishna pastimes is going on? Where is Krishna? What he is doing? Always these things. No management, nothing. No hearing. No worldly this. No sense of body. Where I am, what I am, nothing. Only this. This is bhajan like Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath pade rahu mur aash prarthana kare sada.
Location.
You should not come more. Otherwise, you will be drowned in these things, and you cannot serve as you are serving.